Back here, Hockey Night in Escanaba, our second intermission from Manistique, where the Eskimos and Emeralds play tonight. Some playoff implications tonight. If Manistique wins, they will finish ahead of us, and we will not get a home playoff game. So we got to get a win here tonight, eh, Isaiah?
Of course.
So how's things been going for you? The last time we did an interview, you were in California.
Since then, I've been all right. Came back to the cold after California and just been playing hockey, going to school. That's really it.
Yeah, marching in full gear in California sun, 90 degrees, and 3 days later we're in Kingsford freezing our butts off in a hockey rink.
Yeah, that was quite the trip on the way back. I know I did get jet lag. I was feeling a little bit under the weather, and I've sort of been coming back to it still, but I'm a lot better now. But it was difficult adjusting back.
Yeah, well, you've never really flown before, have you?
Well, not that far. No, I've flown once down to D.C. and then back, but this was a big trip for me.
Well, tell everybody how it went. We got to see you on TV. I'm sure you've seen the little shots frozen on the TV of you.
Oh, yeah, that was actually quite amazing since there was more people there than you'd think in that band. So it's quite amazing that I was caught on TV. Being there, it was amazing. It was warm. I mean, I did see a lot of homeless people. That was really sad seeing. I did see a lot of people struggling. I did see a lot of street performers and all that, and we were told not to give them money or take a picture with them because then they'd ask for money. Went down to Hollywood, Disneyland, Santa Monica Pier. I did not go to the Rose Bowl game. That wasn't on our agenda. It probably cost too much for us since we already went to Disneyland, and for like 50 plus people, those tickets are going to get expensive.
Oh, you're not a football fan anyway, so I guess it didn't hurt you.
I mean, it still would have been really cool going there.
Yeah.
Once I got back, all my friends were asking me if I went to the game or how was the game, and
yeah,
sadly, I had to tell them I didn't go.
And they didn't believe you either, right?
Yeah.
No, that's part of the Salvation Army's mission, though, isn't it, to expose you young guys and young ladies to other cultures, and to see, homeless people, that's an eye-opener.
Mm-hmm. And, I mean, Salvation Army helps all those people if they really want it. I mean, you get to go down to the Salvation Army, go to the church, they'll give you housing, they'll give you food, clothing. But it was really sad seeing them on the street just laying there.
And Salvation Army does that here too.
Of course, yes. They do it everywhere you can find a Salvation Army.
And that's the band you were with. Well, tell me about the hockey part now, getting yourself back into hockey and being one of the seniors and being one of the leaders. The season's starting to wind down, man.
Yeah, I know. I mean, I just recently really realized that after I looked on our schedule. Someone asked me when our game was Friday, and I looked on the schedule, and I was like, wow, all those games are already passed. It was really just an eye-opener, how time goes by so fast. It really did. It kind of made me sad. I mean, 4 years gone.
Well, and especially for you, because hockey's been your sport. I mean, you did play football this year for the Braves,
mm-hmm.
but it's always been hockey for you.
Yeah, I've been playing for a long time, and seeing that, I might go play somewhere else, like a club hockey or men's league, but it won't be like this type of environment.
So do you like games like this where it's going to be packed in here and they're going to be heckling you and screaming and hollering and stuff?
I mean, half the time when I'm out there, I don't hear anything going on outside the rink. And my mom always asks me if I can hear her, and I say no, and she's surprised.
So am I. She's pretty loud, you know.
Yeah, I mean, it's quite fun seeing all these people here, but then again, you don't want to make a mistake, and then you start getting tripped by the other team, but it's always fun.
Well, you didn't make a mistake with all those people staring at you down Colorado Avenue there. And
oh, no, I had to make sure I didn't. That was insane. I saw more Michigan people than anything else there.
Yeah? Yeah, you played your two songs, you got it done, and you didn't mess up, and you didn't trip or anything like that on national TV, hey?
There was a kid, a few people down from the UFL, and I mean, of course, I don't have my composure, but I was actually concerned, but it was pretty funny seeing this kid. He took it, he hit something, and he was down.
Well, at least it wasn't you.
Yeah.
Okay, what are your plans after high school, bud?
After high school, I'm going to go down to Ferris, down in Big Rapids for college. Go there for 3.5-4 years. After that, I'm going to go down to Palmer, Iowa, down for chiropractor school. And after that, we'll see.
Well, by the time you become a full-fledged chiropractor, I'll be 60 years old. It'll be time to crack my back. I'll come see you.
All right.
What do you think about that?
Sounds good.
All right, man. Give me a shout-out, eh?
I'd like to give a shout-out to my parents, my dog, Guido, my brothers, Liam and Henrik, and my sister down at Ferris right now, my friends at school, my grandma and grandpa, and then my relatives, Corey and Alan. I hear they listen to you, so Corey and Alan, I'll give a shout-out to them, too.
And all of Braves Nation, right?
Of course.
All right, man. Go get them today. Good having you on the team. Let's make these last few games count.
Of course. Thank you, Jack.
Isaiah Boyce, everybody, at our player spotlight. Second intermission from here in Manistique. The Emeralds and the Eskimos. More coming up after this on the Eskimo Hockey Network.